The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on January 19, 1999. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 14, Text 10.
Dibhyam Oman Sadaitam Darunam Samsato Durat
Darunam Samsato Durat
Vayam No Buddhi Mohanam
Vayam No Buddhi Mohanam
Vasyot Pathan Maravyagra
Vasyot Pathan Maravyagra
Vidhyan Bhoman Sadaivitan
Vidhyan Bhoman Sadaivitan
Darunam Sansato Durat
Darunam Sansato Durat
Vayam No Bhukti Mohanam
Vayam No Bhukti Mohanam.
You see, O man with a tiger's strength, how many miseries due to celestial influences, earthly reactions and bodily pains, all very dangerous in themselves, are foreboding danger in the near future by deluding our intelligence. Manly material science cannot do anything to counteract these twofold miseries. They are all punishments from the superior energy of Maya under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, our constant touch with the Lord by devotional service can give us relief without our being disturbed in the discharge of our human duties. The Asuras, however, who do not believe in the existence of God, make their own plans to counteract all these twofold miseries, and so they meet with failures every time. Bhagavad Gita 7:14 clearly states that the reaction of material energy is never to be conquered. Daivihesha guna mahi mama maya tu bhattaya maveva jeva padyante maya metam sarantite. Because of the binding effects of the three modes, they can simply be overcome by one who surrenders fully in devotion under the lotus feet of the Lord Sri Krishna. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation and purport to the first canto, 14th chapter, 10th verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the matter of the disappearance of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare
Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare
Rama. The threefold mysteries of material life, as mentioned here, cannot be avoided in this world. Of course, here it is the appearance of these threefold miseries are being used as a symptom of the coming of Kali Yuga. The threefold miseries are increased because of Kali Yuga, but they're always there. One of the threefold miseries is called Adhyatmika. Who can say what that is? What is the example of Adhyatmika Klesha? Difficulty? By one's mind and body. Any example? Fever. Any other example? An example how your body gives you trouble anytime? Sleeping. What do you say? Can't hear what she's saying.
Stomach pain.
Stomach pain. Due to being hungry. You're hungry? Going to eating too much feast? Too much? You get stomach pain? You don't get enough stomach pain. Or you get stomach pain due to anxiety? President of Russia is in hospital now with ulcers. First he had bypass. Now he has ulcers. Like that. Today the ruler of Jordan is coming back after getting cancer of the lymph glands. So you can be the head of state, you can be anyone. The threefold places are coming. It's not that you are president of this country or that country, therefore you will not get cancer. You will not get stomachache. Even one time, the president of the United States was at a big banquet and he suddenly got the stomachache and he vomited right at the table. Very embarrassing. What could he do? So that is adhyatmic. Our own body gives us trouble. What about old age? Isn't that the bodily trouble? I was thinking how in this verse it describes Arjuna as a Nara Yaga. Nowadays, this modern medicine they gave the name Yaga. I know I knew that name somewhere, I just know it. The sea, the tiger. For the old men who are getting impotent, they take some medicine, very expensive. Many people are dying. It's the most popular in the West. So this is Yaga. They want to be like a tiger. And old age or excessive sense gratification, everything wears out. And it doesn't function like it used to function. So this bodies have got some inborn obsolescence. In modern medicine, they are trying to get over that in various ways, but that can only have some temporary partial effect. Completely they cannot stop the effect of old age. Not even some modern scientists, they figured out no matter what we do, we cannot extend the life more than 120 years. Body is not sustainable. The Kali Yuga, their bodies are designed at optimum 100 years. Then hardly anyone lives 100 years. It's very, 100 years means very old person. 70s, 80s, 100, 90s, 100 is very difficult to find. Even if the body is not giving trouble, mind is giving trouble. Now due to the fast lifestyle, tension is more. Tension means mental problem. How will I get? Will I lose my job? Will I keep the job? At the workplace, this guy is giving me so much trouble. Should I keep the job or go somewhere else? If I go somewhere else, I may not get the same salary. But I hate these people. Whatever, how many things you can think of, and what you cannot think of, mind is getting disturbed. That's also adhyatmic. Any of you ever faced any mental disturbance in your life? So, then we have the adivoti. So we want to get rid of these places. Actually, you see, all this thing is possible to diminish by chanting Hare Krishna. That's the Prabhupada is saying. Being constant in touch with the Lord, the devotional service can give us relief without our being disturbed in the discharge of our human duties. See, asuras, they're trying to each one, okay, you have mental anxiety, take one pill for the brain. You have got stomach ache, take this. So, bit by bit, they're trying to solve all the problems, but ultimately, piecemeal way, something always new happens, some new disease, new problem, new anxiety. But if one is always in touch with the Lord, then automatically you feel sheltered and peaceful. Adivotic. places there. Any example of adibhautik? What does it mean, adibhautik? Other living entities. What other living entities could cause you trouble? Mosquitoes. You have mosquitoes? I'm sorry. Lizards. You have lizards in mind? Cockroaches?
Yes.
You have here? Ants. Fire ants. Mad dogs. Thieves. Terrorists.
Yes.
One place, Prabhupada was saying, one place you go, there's no mosquito, but maybe there's flies. Somewhere else you go. He said he was in one place, UP or Madhya Pradesh, somewhere he was going. He thought the road was asphalt road. He's going in a tunga. But he said it wasn't asphalt, it was all flies. The dirt road, so many flies, it made the road look black. And when he was driving, flying out, then somehow they like to sit on the road. Dogs. Dogs, sometimes they attack cats. Cats, sometimes they get rabies, especially. Animals get rabies, very dangerous. They scratch you once and then you have a creature. That's why they don't allow any animal going to the UK. They say there's been rabies. In Mayapur, there was a dog bit one devotee. And then they're afraid that whether the dog had rabies, taking all these injections. So, you have to remove all the dogs. Adibhautik. Sometimes your neighbors cause you trouble. Sometimes family members. Different people. Any living entity, other living entity can cause some trouble. If you're driving on the road, somebody runs into your car. In Bahrain, there's ever a car accident?
Yes.
200 in a day.
So many?
Yes. So is that adibhautik? Trouble by someone else? Maybe you're causing trouble to someone else. Who is at fault? The driving. Sometimes you go to check in for the luggage. They're saying overweight. Pay extra. They're giving you an adibhautik place. You're trying to negotiate something. Then we have adi-daivik. The celestial influence, the causes of natural causes beyond human control. What are some examples of adi daivik creation?
Blood.
They have floods here? Oman. Oman, they have floods. So much rain comes and all the roads is flooded for some day, some time. What other?
Drought.
Earthquake.
Fires.
High temperature. You get that here sometimes? 50 degrees?
54. 54.
Cold?
Not much.
When they get extreme cold, like in the Siachen glacier, it's at minus 40. I was in Russia in November and suddenly the winter began. It was only minus 19. When I went to St. Petersburg, there was a wind factor of minus 35. And coming from India and then you go there, that wind blowing in the face was like burning. So cold it was burning. Burning cold. You want to chant japa? I can't chant. So these things are beyond our control. Adidaivik, earthquake, cyclone, hurricane, tornado, lots of these things going on nowadays. So next, this year, 1999, will be filled with natural calamity. A disciple whose astrologer says that this year, end of July and mid-August, there's two eclipses, one after another. Solar, lunar, solar. So that happened one after another, two eclipses at the beginning of Kurukshetra war. Doesn't look good. I don't know, but anyway, these things are happening, Adivaidic. So, actually, in this world we may make temporary, okay, for a flood, we build our house high, for something may happen. So we can make all these arrangements, but actually, how to have peace of mind? That happens when we are always in touch with the Lord. How can we always be in touch with the Lord? Any suggestion? Chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant Hare Krishna, read Gita and Bhagavad, chant the Gita and Bhagavad, and do devotional service, worship the Lord. And this way you can always be in the contact with the Lord. Keep that contact alive. Keep it tight. Then you always feel under protection of the Lord. Even if there's some difficulty, you have the inner strength how to cross over that. In this material world, in Kali Yuga, we cannot expect that we'll have a situation without difficulty. The whole world is difficult. Even now, they said last year was the most hot year in history. They said there's global warming due to too much burning of petroleum and other things. Ozone layer is depleting. You never know what kind of difficulties are going to happen. So the devotees, although they may make, you know, some attempt to protect themselves by material means, their inner dependence is actually on Krishna. Once in the 1970-something, the devotees asked Prabhupada, there was a big fear then of the nuclear war between Russia and America. They were in New York devotees. Said, what will do if Russia sends a missile with nuclear warhead on New York? What will we do? Prabhupada, what will we do? He said, you should sit in a circle and chant Hare Krishna. And the bomb goes off, Hare Krishna, you go right back to God. Privo!
Privo!
Because the devotees know we're not this body, we have to leave this body. And actually there is no hope. Like someone's going to throw a nuclear bomb. What are you going to do, run and hide? Unless you have a bomb shelter so that they don't throw it on you. So that way we're prepared, you know, no matter what happens. If we do have to leave our body, we should do what? Chant Hare Krishna. That's right. We should be ready. In fact, many devotees have been helping the people. When I was recently in Malaysia, the Hindu leaders of the Hindu Sangam, they came to see me. They're very nice gentlemen and very concerned about the Hindus in their country. So they said sometimes they have problems. And in their country, there's for drugs dealing, there's death penalty. But sometimes, then Hindus, maybe they're doing this thing. So they get arrested and they get sentenced to the death penalty. So they ask, what should we tell them? They want to know what they should do just as they're going to be executed. So that time, so we don't actually know what to tell them, so I asked the Christian priest and he told, well, we tell them that we know you're innocent, you're a good man, your mother used to treat you bad, your uncle used to, you know, create problems for you, that's why you have this resentment and so you're doing all these things, but actually you're innocent. It's not your fault. So you should, like that, they give some rationalization. So we're telling like that, but we don't know if it's the right thing. I said that it's not useful for people. They're going to die, but Krishna says, whoever remembers me at time of death, he come back to me. better you tell them that at that time they should chant the name of Krishna. They should chant the name Hari, is that correct?
Yes.
See, yeah, even our children they know. So that way they said, at this time that they came to see me again and they told me, we've been telling like that, and people, they become very peaceful. So you explained that you're not the body, you're the Atma. Atma never dies. They have to leave up this body. When they leave this, according to their paying for that, all the sins by capital punishment, they go to Swarga. But if they remember the name of Vishnu, they go right back to Vishnu. These are people becoming peaceful and chanting, and then they're living like that. Can't do anything, they got the death penalty, what can you do? All they can do is prepare them to go back to the thing. I told you about my disciple from Argentina, helped the father. Father was in a coma, she's Roman Catholic, and father is in Argentina, she's serving with her husband in London, they manage that restaurant there and some sailor. So, she flew back to Buenos Aires, heard her father had stroke and he was in a coma. So that time, all the relatives, they were like saying, you know, you and your religion, all this, what you're doing, what you can do for your father. Now do something, all this, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Why don't you do something for your father? He's there dying. What are you doing for your father? All right, let me see what I can do. So then, she started to the father's, you know, lying there with a painful face. So she began to read, you know, verses from the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadharmam paritryaja mamekam saranam vraja aham tam sarvabhavebhyo mokshishyami mamasaraha. Going on reading verse after verse. There, all the relatives are looking to see what is converted. But then, they saw the father's face is changing as she is going on reading Gita Sloka. He's smiling. The brothers and sisters said, Mommy, Mommy, look, your daddy's smiling. The wife came over and looked. I haven't seen him smile in 10 years. It's a true story. Then they saw that actually if he's smiling then his soul must be feeling peace, he must be happy. Soon as she'd stop him. So then they keep him smiling, all the relatives are going and reading Gita. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So the doctor said, never say anybody leave like that smiling. They get the vibration going on and very peacefully he left. I mean, very old. And since that time, the whole family is chanting Hare Krishna, reading Bhagavad Gita. No more criticisms. So this Krishna consciousness is not just a fake. It's not just, okay, we have this faith, so we do it. Actually, Krishna consciousness is a science. Jnana vidyana. It's an applied spiritual science. Like a spiritual technology. We know what the technical aspects of life are. We know what is the Atma, what is the mind, what is the body, how they're related. You know, what is the process of birth and death? How many people in this world know these things? Very few people know. And if somebody theoretically knows, some pandit or some scholar, but they may not also believe it. Actually, the devotees are in the best position. We found that when people are in crisis, the devotees are able to go, and especially this life and death crisis, able to help people to get over this. Help them. Some people are in the hospital. You go and see them, chant for them, pray, read Gita. And in this way, either they recover and then they're very happy. Or otherwise, they don't recover. They go back to a very good destination, back to Krishna, or to the heavenly planets. By their help from the devotees, everybody appreciates very much. So one of the Brahmacharya special activity, because everybody has to leave the body. Even our own devotees, we are not here forever. Anytime something may happen, we have to be ready when any difficulty like that happens to be able to give them support, to give them association, to help them remain Krishna conscious while they're in that life, in that situation. And we find that it happens quite a bit, but that's not the only thing we can do. We do much more than that. But that is something that especially Hare Krishna devotees know how to do, because we know what this whole process is of leaving the body. We read about it in the Gita and Bhagavatam. We know whatever yam bhati swanam bhavet kachit anti kalibra, whatever you're thinking at the time of death, that's where you go. So what is our job? Help people to think of what? One of my godbrothers told me he went to see his father, who was also on the deathbed. At that time, all the relatives are there. He's saying, you know, don't worry, everything will be alright, you know, and what he says, everything will be alright. Or they're telling him, don't worry, we'll manage, we'll take care of your dog, and we'll take care of the dog. So the sansa, this is a horrible situation. How is he going to remember Krishna? Everyone's, you know, crying, and, you know. He said, give me 5 minutes with my father alone, 5 minutes. To everybody else. Then all the relative, I think, is going to get him signed some, you know, inheritance or something. A lot of the concern at that moment is other concern, not really helping. But he wanted to help his father. He said, damn it. I never could talk with you. The one time I want to tell you this, you're not this body. Actually, you're the living force in the body, and you're never going to die. You just leave this body, but you'll continue to exist eternally, ever, forever. But now, if you can just one time just do this for me, chant Hare Krishna. He got his dad to chant. Really, he was feeling peaceful. You got a little spiritual knowledge in your gamma. Really, he was feeling very peaceful. But then, he's all knocking on the door, waiting to come in. And they all come back, the whole thing all over again. So he doesn't know how much permanent effect he could be, but something he could do for his father. Prabhupada used to tell a case, another, the boy went to the mother and said, Mom, the doctor said you're about to leave, please chant Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Oh, I said, I'm very tired, I'm very weak. I cannot say all those things. I don't know how to pronounce everything. I don't feel the strength. So many things he said, it just said, I cannot chant Hare Krishna. Then she would have, you know, Bhagya. But now she's saying, I can't. Why not just chant? Instead of can. So, in Kali Yuga, there's so many difficulties. Kalo dosya vidhi rasan asti hai kamahanduna kirtana deva krishnasya bhukta sangha pradhan bhajit. So many difficulties in Kali Yuga, but one good quality is there. What's that? Chanting the holy name of Krishna liberates us from the material association and takes us back home, back to Krishna. We see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was giving this process to everyone. And because of giving that, as he's traveling in South India, wherever he met, he told him to chant Hare Krishna. From house to house, he's personally giving, Bengal throughout, and over there, he's giving. Nityananda Prabhu, he was also going door to door, requesting everyone, please chant Hare Krishna. Make your life perfect. So that's what we are doing, we're going everywhere and requesting people to chant. Lord Chaitanya, he was chanting, and Srivas Thakur's son died during the kirtan. In the house he was there, he died. The kirtan's over, he had the body brought out. And he told the son, you stand up. Get up! Get up, Gopal! And the dead son stood up, opened his eyes. He said, Gopal, why you have left your good mother and father, Srivas and Malini, why you have left your mother and father, and the boy is speaking from now, Atma level.
which mother, I have taken millions of births, which birth you're talking about? Oh, Shivas and Malini. Oh, very nice, Karan. Why you have left and why you're asking me why I have left? It's not in my control. You're taking me back to the spiritual world. I left during your kirtan. Now why you're bringing me back again to this material world? Like that discussion was going on. Then the mother was suddenly realized that my son is not the same anymore. Not a 9-year-old boy. Now he's already got realized, going back to Godhead. So he's asking, how can I go back? So then mother said, alright. Then Lord Chaitanya took the dead body of Gopal and they bathed in the Ganges and did all the final rites. Of course, I told you that story about the glories of 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita and the Rakshasa. All these children here, you don't mind hearing about Rakshasas? I don't want you to have any nightmares. There was a devotee, every day he would read the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. What is that chapter about? Who knows? Vishwarupa. Universal form. He would recite the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita as regular sadhana. So he decided he was living in a very nice place, all devotees with him, let me go and visit some holy places. So he was traveling. Sometimes going and leaving association of devotees to visit holy places is not always the best thing to do. Anyway, he is traveling. At one time he didn't know where to stay, he was coming in this village. So he asked the people, any place to stay here? And then one man said, yes, we have a guest house. We have a guest house. You can just go there and let you stay. You want to stay in the guest house? So, there's very strange people here. I don't know why they're laughing like that. So then he went and they said, yes, you can stay here. We have a guest house. You're welcome to stay, but at night we lock everyone in the guest house for their protection. In the morning we open the door and you can come out. So there are many people in that guest house and he had his room, so then he was in the room, he was reading 11th chapter Bhagavad Gita. Let's see here, 11th chapter. Nahang virayana tapasa nātanena chetchaya sakya evam vidogastum vishtavānatimam yatha. The form which you are seeing with your transcendental eyes cannot be understood simply by studying the Vedas, nor by undergoing serious penances, nor by check, nor by worship. It is not by these means that one can see me as I am. Bhaktya tvanyaya sakya aham evam virajuna gyatum drastum cha dattena pravishtum cha parantata. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am, standing before you and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. Mat karma krim mat paramo mat bhakta sangha vargita nirvairaya sarva bhuteshu yat samamiti pandava. My dear Arjuna, one who is engaged in my pure devotional service, free from the contamination of previous activities and from mental speculation, who is friendly to every living entity, certainly comes to me. So like this, he's studying every day, 11th chapter Bhagavad Gita, wonderful chapter, very informative. Although people think of this Sarupa is something impersonal, but actually we can find from that chapter that bhakti is what is being glorified. Arjuna could see this directly, this form of the Lord through bhakti. That was his way he got that blessing. So then that devotee, he took his rest. In the morning he got up and tried to get out. The door was locked. All the other guests were gone. He wondered where everybody went. Oh, I'm not able to go out, others they got out. Again, he is reading his 11th chapter Gita in the morning anyway, let me do my sadhana. Really sadhana, he's chanting. Then the man comes and opens the door, and he goes out, the man looks at him. Yeah. Well, this place is really strange. Why? And everyone looking at the street, he's going by and they're all looking. Why everyone's pointing and looking? Then one Brahmana came running up to him. Save me, you're the only one who can save my son, he's going to be killed. You're the only one who can save my son. Please help me. So what do you mean? What is all this about? I don't understand. This is a very strange place. You see, please, you must save my son. How can I save your son? Tell me. Calm down. Tell me, what is it? You see, he's been eaten by a rakshasa and you're the only one who can save him. How can I don't understand. Please explain what is. How can I save your son if he's been eaten by a rakshasa? Okay, let me explain to you. See, in this village we've been attacked by this rakshasa for a long time. For many, many years. So then all the village elders may decide to discuss with him. This caused too much terror. All of a sudden, comes down and just grabs some little girl or boy, runs off and eats them. So there's too much disturbance. So he said, please, can we make some arrangement? He's just fighting everyone all the time. Isn't it frightening, Rakshasa? So then he said, okay, you make a guest house. All the guests that come, I'll eat the guests. They won't eat your children. Wow, that's why they put me in the guest hall. So why I wasn't eaten? That's the miracle. You're the only one who ever survived. You see, I went to the Rakshasa this morning because what happened is there was a guest to stay in our house last night, but by accident he went to the wrong house, he went to the guest house. My son heard, oh no, they're going to eat my friend. He ran to get him and he got locked in the house. The Rakshasa came and ate my son and the guest and everyone, but you were not eaten. I went to the Rakshasa, how have you ate my son? You promised you won't eat. He said, how could I eat your son? Why would I eat your son? Where was he? In the guest house. You put him in the guest house. How do I know he's your son? Nobody's supposed to stay in the guest house. There was an accident. Well, what can I do? You must save my son. You promised you wouldn't eat our children. You ate my son. Give me my son back. He's not yet fully digested. I can get back, but you see the problem, I have to tell you. I was cursed to become a Rakshasa, and if you free me from the curse, then your son can be liberated. But you better act very fast because he's digesting. What do you mean? Tell me what happened. You see, I used to be a farmer. I was plowing my field, tending my crops. In the next field, there was a man who broke his leg and he was injured. He was crying for help and I just ignored it. The vultures came and killed him. One rishi heard his cry from the distance, came running to save him, but by the time he reached, it was too late. Normally vultures, they don't attack a living person, but they get a broken leg, he couldn't run. So then they get courage and they start to attack. So that rishi got so angry with me, you were there, you could have saved him. Anyone, if they're being attacked by thieves or tigers, or wild animals, or some hyenas, or vultures, or something, and someone doesn't go to help them. They're great sinners. So I curse you to become a Rakshasa. If you didn't save him, you could have saved him. Was it good to scare away that vulture? You didn't do anything. So please forgive me, I didn't. Didn't understand what was going on. I was thinking about my crops and the mosquitoes and this other thing. So, I said, okay, I cannot take back the curse. But Someone will come who knows 11th chapter Bhagavad Gita. If he chants 11th chapter Bhagavad Gita over a bowl of water and sprinkle the water on your head, you'll be free from a curse. So the only way you get there is a man, I couldn't eat him because he chants 11th chapter Bhagavad Gita. Rakshasas cannot eat men, women, or children who regularly chant 11th chapter Bhagavad Gita. If you're ever going into Rakshasa territory, you know what to chant. So I couldn't eat him. So if you get him to chant over the water and sprinkle the water on me, I'll be free from the curse. So then, the brother, please, please help me. You're the only one who can save my son. Please help me. So, okay, let's go. So they went over to where the Rakshasa was. He chanted 11th chapter Bhagavad Gita over the water. They took and sprinkled the water on the Rakshasa. Changed. The minute he was liberated by the water of 11th chapter Bhagavad Gita, not only got free from the curse, he got a siddha sarup, self-realization. He got completely Satchidananda form. Not only that, his son, the Brahmana, also got liberated. He was there also in spiritual form. And the Vishnu Dutas are coming down to take him back to Godhead. But the Brahmana said to the son, no, wait, where are you going? No, no, no! Don't leave me! Come stay here, your mother, your sister, everyone waiting for you. He said, Daddy, come on. They're taking me back to the spiritual world. Look at the Vishnu Dutas. I have spiritual form. What do you want me to go home for? No, but we miss you. We want you to be home with us. So then, I've been in this world millions of births. Now I got the chance to go back to Godhead. Why do you want me to come? Do we need you? We love you. Look at this Brahmana here, chant 11th chapter Bhagavad Gita. You learn from him 11th chapter Bhagavad Gita, chant it every day. At the end of your life, you come back to Godhead. I'll be waiting for you. Bye, Daddy. Then went back to the spiritual world.
Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.